Alaska lawmakers voted yesterday to substantially reduce the fee paid by cruise ship passengers. The bill they passed is expected to meet terms of an agreement that will end a lawsuit brought by the cruise industry. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The head tax cut measure passed the Senate 17-3 last week. The House passed a slightly changed version 27-13 Sunday night. The Senate agreed to the changes shortly before adjourning. Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula says she hopes the bill will help bring more ships to Alaska.
The small merchants, not the Caribbean Emeralds, but the small merchants in Southeast Alaska have made their case. They have been not hiring the kids coming back. They are starting to go under. The properties are starting to come available. And we need to do something.
The $46 per person tax will drop to $19.50 for more than 90% of passengers. That's a decrease first to $34.50 for all traveling on big cruise ships. Another $15 will be deducted for those stopping in Ketchikan and Juneau, which levy their own head taxes. Almost all ships stop at both ports. The $46 tax, plus another $4 for an environmental monitoring program, were part of a 2006 citizens' initiative passed by the voters. Cruise lines say it made Alaska trips too expensive for many travelers. Critics say the economy, not the head tax, drove passengers and ships away. Anchorage Representative Mike Dugan says the legislation will not stop all legal challenges.
This bill will cost $22 million a year, and for it we get the dubious distinction of having one trade organization not sue us. Anybody else can sue us on the same issues, and it won't be affected at all here.
The Alaska Cruise Association sued last year, saying the tax violated the law because some of its revenues were spent on projects far from port cities. The association signed an agreement with Governor Sean Parnell to drop the suit if the tax was lowered and spending was largely limited to ports. The tax passed Sunday does both. Lawmakers battled over how remaining tax proceeds would be spent before passing the bill. The Senate's version gave Juneau and the city of Ketchikan an automatic $5 per passenger share of the revenues. Existing law exempts the cities because they charge their own head taxes. Haines Representative Bill Thomas proposed eliminating what he called double dipping.
If you vote and keep this in here, and we'll address it at our debate the bill later, 72% of this cruise ship passenger tax will go to two communities without even consideration of emerging ports.
But some lawmakers say the communities carry a bigger burden than other cruise ship ports. Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz says it's a matter of numbers.
Juneau and Ketchikan receive more than 90% of the itinerary of the visits, the passenger visits. It's very important, I think, to pass legislation that's fair.
House lawmakers bypassed changes made by their own finance committee and approved largely the same measure passed by the Senate. They did add a legislative review of the tax, as well as penalties for Juneau and Ketchikan if they raise their local fees. They also dedicated cruise ship gambling tax proceeds to the pot of money lawmakers distribute for projects. The Senate agreed to all the House changes. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.